Has the inability to raise private capital slowed, stopped, or even prevented you from starting or growing your investment business? Not being able to raise money from private investors not only prevents you from growing, but it also prevents those who know, like, and trust you from reaping the benefits of investing in real estate. If you were able to raise private money, your investments would grow, you could scale your portfolio, and most importantly, you could bring more people into the tremendous world of real estate investing. In this episode, I talk with HGTV personality and best-selling author, Amy Maggiore, who takes people from not being able to raise any private money to, in most cases, being able to raise tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars within just 3 weeks. And that's whether you're an introvert, extrovert, have a small or large network, she has a strategy for you. We'll hear more from Amy after our brief introduction. This is Building Passive Income and Wealth Through Real Estate, where we guide you through the relentless pursuit of financial independence. I'm your host, Justin Moy, managing partner at Perpetual Wealth Capital, a multifamily real estate investing firm that lets everyday people invest passively in income-producing apartment buildings. Hey, investors, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Building Passive Income and Wealth Through Real Estate. Today, I'm sitting down with Amy. Now, Amy is an expert real estate investor and educator, best-selling author, HGTV personality, and keynote speaker. Over the past 37 years, beginning at age 5, Amy has mastered the art of strategic networking, and more importantly, she's helped thousands of real estate investors all over the country raise capital with her systems. Amy, we're super excited to have you here, and thanks for coming on the show.
Absolutely. Excited to be here with you. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit more about, you know, you, your background, and your investing history. I know we touched on it a little bit, but tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, sure. You know, my background's pretty traditional. I was raised to go to school, get good grades, go to college, and then get a job that I'd stay at for the rest of my life, collecting my stable and secure paycheck. So I started to go down that path and I got a job, my one and only job offer out of college at Dell Computers in Austin, Texas. And I still can't believe it when I say it. I was there for 14 years and I basically come to a fork in the road back in 2013-ish. I was tired of busting my butt and working for someone else. And I wanted to, you know, get out of the rat race, as we all are accustomed to hearing. And so I really just got into real estate as a side hustle, as just a hobby to make some extra cash while I figured out what my dream job was. Totally. And I never expected all these things that have happened to come to fruition. So in my very first year, having never flipped a property while still working at Dell, because I knew how to raise capital, I was able to grow and scale my business. And on accident, I ended up buying, renovating, and selling 10 properties in just 1 year. And that's when I just looked at the earning potential, yes, but I also fell in love with the transformation process. I went on to resign at Dell, and I've been working as a full-time real estate investor and educator ever since. So never what I expected, but I have enjoyed every step of the way.
I love that. I feel like that's fairly common and people do it as a side hustle, right? Because you're not just going to leave what you know. You call it the golden handcuffs. And then once you do a couple of transactions, you're like, oh, wait, this is actually really good money and I'm only doing it part-time. What if I did it full-time? You know, what's my potential? Sounds like you've always raised money for your transactions. Is that correct?
On my very first deal, I did not, which was one of my biggest lessons learned, because I had some rental properties come across my desk that I couldn't buy because I didn't have the money for the down payment. I put my own deal through my project. So that was a very hard lesson. And ever since then, I've been raising capital. Yeah. So I stopped counting after 20 million. And it's pretty cool because when you have access to private money, you can do whatever you want as long as the deal makes sense.
Yeah. You know, I guess starting that, because raising cash is one of those really, really difficult things for a lot of people for a lot of reasons. Maybe it's a lack of confidence or a lack of even knowing, like, where do I even start? Who do I call? You know, maybe they're younger or not experienced. So they have that block of, well, it's just my first deal, or I've only been doing it for a year. How can somebody give me their money? Walk us through, I guess, the beginning, and you teach people how to do this now. So for those people who are just starting out, and maybe they're hitting a lot of those obstacles, you know, what are some things that they could do to put themselves in a better position to start raising some money for their next opportunities?
Yeah, sure. That's a great question. And a lot of those fears and objections are very common. They're very normal. It's one of the biggest things, fear, that holds us back from taking action. I've worked with a lot of investors who want to target people with money. They don't know what to say, or people who don't even have an audience. They don't want to target their friends and family members. So how do they get out there and build rapport and trust with a complete stranger? Yeah. And, you know, it's easy for me to sit here and say, oh, well, raising capital is easy, but it is when you have a system in place, right? And a process to follow and someone literally holding your hand every step of the way, which is what I do with my students. And for starters, it's a combination. It's a lack of confidence. It's a lack of knowledge. It's a lack of education. But as you increase your education and knowledge, your confidence will grow. So whether you guys have raised capital or not, whether you're part-time or full-time, whether you're new or experienced, whether you have credit or not, it doesn't matter. Every one of you can get out there and raise capital. It's a matter of knowing how to position yourself as a polished professional. First, you got to know how to analyze a deal. You got to know what you're doing. I can teach you that, but I'm not going to. So it's asset-based lending. So once you have a deal, how do we get out there and get our Uber drivers to invest with us? How do we get people at an airport, on an airplane, the cashier at the grocery store, our neighbors, our doorman, whatever? And what I've done is I've created this unique methodology. It's called my FACT framework. It starts with building your foundation. So the way we build our foundation is knowing who you are and what you're doing, what's in it for you, what's in it for them. It's basically your power pitch. And I'll give you guys my power pitch. I have a template, a script, a video for free. You guys can have it, download it, just get it from my Instagram page. But that's how it starts. You're planting seeds 24/7, letting people know who you are and what you're doing in 20 seconds or less. So for example, when I was working at Dell and as a part-time real estate investor, you know, I made the decision to only talk about real estate. So when I would go out and meet new people and they would say, what do you do for a living? I would go right into my 20-second power pitch. I was never, oh, I work for Dell and I'm burnt out and I don't like it. I'm trying to flip houses, but this is what I do. Like, nobody wants to hear that. And if that would have risked me losing my job, I did not care. So that was a decision I made. So all I did was drop my 20-second power pitch 24/7. That's step one of 50 different steps, but that's how you'll want to start.
And I think a big part of it too is kind of like you mentioned, positioning yourself as that, the investor. So a lot of people who are part-time, they'll lead with that. They'll say, oh, you know, I work in IT. Oh, I also flip houses. Well, all that person heard was, oh, you work in IT. So really changing that perception, especially with friends and family, because your friends and family aren't going to see you right away as that powerhouse investor. They're going to know you as the guy that works in the management or something like that, or the girl that works in management. You know, you kind of said something that I thought was really interesting. You know, how do you get the grocery store clerk, the Uber driver, just people who you run into every day? Is that pretty common in the system? Because we hear a lot of the times, start with friends and family. And for some people, that's kind of difficult. I mean, for whatever reasons, a lot of us don't come from that background where we can call our parents and say, hey, can you give me $50,000 to buy this property? Is that a big part of it? Or is a lot of this kind of that outreach? Like you said, hey, go out and networking, or go out and go to stores and things like that.
Yeah, the majority, if not every real estate educator out there, I don't care who they are, big name or small, they're going to tell you, oh, raising capital is easy. Just go ask your friends and family. No. What if you don't want to? What if they're not supportive? What if they're not in a position to invest? Yeah. Now what? So I'm very transparent about, hey, I'll show you how to target your friends and family if you want to, but don't. You don't need them. Here's how you go build rapport and trust in as little as 3 weeks with a complete stranger. So yeah, I mean, I give my students over 50 different scripts, workbooks, tutorials. It's a done for you model, all 13 of my credibility pieces, step by step, so that they know exactly what is private money, who are they targeting, who aren't they targeting, what do they say. I'm sure all of us have been messaged on LinkedIn saying, I'm a private money lender, fill out this application. Yep. That's not what we're looking for. So there's a systematic, tactful way of doing it. And I'm going to sound like a broken record, but if you want to download my power pitch, that's what it starts with. It's your 20-second power pitch, so that you're leaving your audience wanting to know more when you tell them who you are and what you do.
Absolutely. And I've downloaded it myself and it's amazing information. It's just, you know, some people might call it an elevator pitch, but this is just more condensed and more putting you in that position to really talk about what you do. And I'm going to give a little bit of a teaser at the end. It ends a little unconventionally,
right? And what you would think of as a quote unquote pitch. And it ends in a really strategic way that you read in a lot of books. And I've read in a lot of sales books and things like that to end things and really draw people in. So that's what I really loved about it. The second I read it, I knew it was extraordinarily well-researched and tested with really, really hardcore methodologies. So definitely could not recommend it enough. So you talk about going out there and I guess pitching in and putting yourself out to wherever you want. So let's say the friends and family is not an avenue. How are they building that network? You talked about strategic networking as well, which is something I would love to discuss too. You know, are these people that are going out to re-meetups and are doing Zoom meetups and that's where they're doing these pitches? Or is it going on social media and posting a lot or like I said, DMing people, this template script or whatever the case may be? You know, how are you seeing the most success? What are you seeing as the most success for, I guess, building that starting foundation with people who are not friends and family?
It's all of the above. A lot of us are taught to, I've checkmarked the box. I've done my monthly networking and I went to my area. That is not what I'm talking about. You're not going to be networking once a month or once a week. You're going to be networking every day. And when I talk about networking, it's not traditional networking. Get that out of your head. It's how do I build rapport and trust with a stranger? And it's something that you want to do the minute you leave your house, 24/7, anyone you encounter. My neighbor walking down the sidewalk right now is a prospective private money lender. So I give out a bunch of free training too, you guys. Like take my private money presentation. If you don't want to target your friends and family members, go get a bunch of realtors in a room and educate them on your process. Use my presentation. I don't care. Take it, put your name on it. And really what you're doing is a couple of things. You're indirectly targeting every realtor in the room, right? You're educating them on your process. So they're starting to know, oh, maybe I want to invest with this person. But really what you're saying is, here's who I am and here's how I can serve your clients. Do you know of anyone who may want to invest? If so, here's what's in it for you, so on and so forth. Again, there are like 1,000 things you can do, whether you're an introvert, an extrovert. It really goes back to having systems and scripts. You know, for years, people have been asking me like, oh, start a coaching program. And I was like, no, I don't want to. And it wasn't until I had my daughter 2 years ago that I realized I was tired of hopping on an airplane every weekend and speaking. By helping others from the comfort of my own home, I can still stay connected with everyone and still help. So I really show you guys how to leverage the everyday resources around you without you even realizing that it's happening. Like you'll start raising capital and you don't even know it's happening.
Yeah, I love that because the networking, it can be exhausting and fruitless, really. Like, you know, you have the once a month or the once a week, you find four that you can stand. You go there, you get a couple business cards, and then it's like, oh, this didn't work for me.
That's not going to work. So yeah, so it's not just going to your RIA. It's how do I go to any entrepreneurial event I can find? I don't care if it's the pharmaceutical industry, the tech industry, the food and beverage industry, go there. And yes, there are going to be certain things you will and will not say, but it's leveraging off of people of influence, other business owners. And again, these conversations are going to look very different. You're going to talk to people straight out of Wall Street managing hedge funds. Yeah. And people who have never done this before. So as you think about what those conversations look like, if you don't have your own systems and scripts, start to write them out, practice them so you don't sound like a robot. Because if you start taking action, which is step two of my FACT framework, and you haven't built your foundation and your audience senses any sort of timidness or uncertainty in your voice, that's it. They're not going to invest with you. Yeah. So you really want to be confident and know your role and who you are and what you're doing and why.
Yeah, I think that's such a big part of it as well, because I mean, I've studied communication to a lot of extent. I have an extensive sales background and, you know, we call them deals or sales or whatever the case may be. I don't think those are necessarily the right terms, but a lot of those are lost, not by what you say, but by how you say things and by the gut feeling that people get. You know, they're just going to have this feeling. And even if your scripts were exactly the same, you know, you can't deliver the same stand-up routine that people who have been in the industry for a while, even if you give them the same jokes. It's how you talk about it. It's how you feel confident. It's how your energy really radiates and really how passionate you feel about it. When I was first in this business, it was the same. I was timid. I was nervous to take people's money. I thought, what if I fail? What if I fall flat on my face? And it's not like that's part of the foundation, right? Is, hey, get over that through education or through experience, or through doing, through mentorship, things like that.
Yeah.
So super important. I mean, have it down. Don't go through the motions. Really feel what you're feeling. And that's going to make leaps and bounds of progress. So yeah. I love how you went that. Sounds like we have a lot of the same kind of methodologies of how to go around things and how to interact with people.
Yeah.
So something that I think a lot of people are going to feel based on just what we were talking about is you were kind of talking about, hey, go give kind of presentations and you have all the scripts and the templates and things like that in front of a lot of people. And people are in their back of head because public speaking is the number one fear in this country. They're going to be thinking, is that required for me to be successful? Do I need to go up and give presentations?
You don't have to, but once you know what you're talking about, that fear goes away, right? We are fearful because we don't know what we're talking about. I hated doing executive presentations when I worked at Dell because I hated what I was doing and I could have cared less about technology. You know, I never thought I'd be on national television or on a stage in front of 4,000 people preaching real estate, but it's because I'm so passionate about it. So it's the same for you guys. You're fearful because of the lack of education and knowledge. But no, the private money presentation that you can have, which I give my students, it's one of 13 different credibility pieces. I'm going to encourage you and invite you to implement it. You don't have to in order to have success. There are 12 other things you can do.
Absolutely. And there's something for everybody, right? If you don't like speaking or networking or maybe doing those things in person, maybe you have a big TikTok following, you know, take those things over there.
I mean, social media is a piece of it. You know, one of my students is a former NFL player and he came to me asking me for help. And I was like, Ahmad, why are you asking me for help? You literally have access to millions of dollars in the locker room alone, like on speed dial. And he's an introvert, believe it or not. And he was like, I know, but I don't know what to say to these guys. How do they take me serious? Do I treat it like a business? Yes, if you choose to target your friends and family, you will still treat it like a business. Yeah. The conversations with your friends and family will be the exact same as they would with a complete stranger. So it doesn't matter if you're an introvert or extrovert. It's really your confidence is going to come through your knowledge and education. And then once you guys actually start converting these prospective lenders and they start investing with you, you're going to love it. You're going to get on this private money high. I always say it's going to turn into a game. You're going to start raising money in your sleep, but it is. It's going to have a snowball effect. And it's pretty cool. Like, it's endless opportunities, you know, once you know what you're doing. And eventually you're not going to have to think about what networking strategy am I going to implement today? It's just going to come natural and you're just going to start doing it without even realizing that it's happening.
Yeah. And that's just a level of consciousness that people have a hard time wrapping their head around that they'll be able to do.
Yeah.
See ourselves where we are now. Or if you've ever been in that situation where you're talking to somebody at a networking event and while they're talking, you're thinking to yourself, what am I going to say next? So to really put myself forward, those things won't happen. I want to touch on something too. You know, so you do the system. So you download the templates, you do all of the things, and now you get a couple of people interested. You know, what happens then if you don't have a deal? Do you cover, I guess, systems and processes for follow-ups? Do you have newsletters?
All of it, from A to Z, all of it. Like, you name it, things you've thought of and have not thought of, I cover, I give you. And yes, you guys, you're going to be raising money before you have a deal. So you want to be looking for deals and networking to raise capital at the same time. You do not want to wait until you have a deal to start raising capital because raising capital is rapport-based lending. So we got to start to build and develop that relationship before we present them with our next opportunity, right? Opportunity. We're not asking for anything. And this is something I talk about often in my webinars is, stop feeling bad asking people for money. You're not asking for anything. You're presenting them with an opportunity to invest. If they don't see it that way, that's their loss. You're going to move on to the next 15 people knocking on your door, ready to give you your money so you can put their money to work for them. And again, you'll feel that confident and you will say that to your private money lenders as you build your knowledge and education.
Yep. Pitch Anything. Have you read that book? It sounds like a lot of concepts from there.
I have not read it. I will add it to my list though.
Yeah, it's really interesting if anybody's looking for book recommendations. It's that positioning. So the biggest obstacle that a lot of people has, just like you had said, hey, can I have some money so I can go buy this property? You're going to lose every single time.
100%.
Because their money is not the prize. People have their money right now in accounts that are losing to inflation. Inflation was 6% this year, almost 7%. And they're getting 3 or 4% thinking that it's great. And
yeah.
An account that they can't even touch till they retire.
Right.
So if you're able to position it as the prize, it's again, that mindset shift. When you're educating, you really understand what you're doing and the impact you're making on people. It's going to come so much better as well. So I love how you touched on that. That's really, really important. So give us a general timeline. I know everybody's different, but for people who are saying, hey, yeah, I want to take my real estate investing journey very seriously. I know I need to start raising private capital. Does it take a year, 6 months to start to raise a couple hundred thousand dollars, a couple weeks?
3 weeks. Yeah. I mean, I work with new investors, experienced investors, and everyone wants something different. Some of them want to raise more money. Some of them want to start their own fund. Some of them want to start syndicating commercial deals. Some of them want to raise their first 50 grand. And I always say, look, I'm not going to guarantee you anything. What you put in is what you'll get out. I have literally created a dummy-proof model. I'm handing you my system on a silver platter. If you know how to read and follow instructions, you will have success, period. On average, my students will successfully raise capital in as little as 3 weeks. And it starts actually with the very first lesson. And again, like, you guys don't even realize it's happening. That's how easy and non-overwhelming I make it. Now, look, I'm very good at raising capital. That's why I teach it. That's why I've been asked to teach and speak on it. However, I have plenty of weaknesses too, you guys. I'm terrible at marketing. Okay, so let me know if you know how to market and I will gladly listen to you. So this is just the one thing I'm very good at, and that's why I teach it.
That's incredible. One last thing I want to talk about here before we go more into how people can get a hold of you. You know, what do you see as that biggest obstacle for the people who come into the course that I guess is pretty common? You know, the biggest obstacle for people to raise money, you know, out of the gate?
There isn't. There's been one person who came into my course. I'm very transparent, black and white. I'm going to give you the good, the bad, the in between. And he emailed me a week after he had registered saying, this isn't working for me. I want a refund because I offer a money back guarantee. And I logged into his account and I was like, oh, okay. So have you done the training? And he goes, yeah, he'd done none of the training. So look, you guys, if you're the type of person who's not going to take action, you can't follow instructions, don't call me. But if you can follow instructions, every one of my students who's completed the training has raised capital. So that's up to you. And I'm here to support you, whether you want to do it or not. I will hold your hand every step of the way. But if you want to grow and scale your real estate business, you will not find any other real estate educator or course out there that offers what I offer or teaches what I teach. You're just not going to get the value out there for what I offer. Yeah. So
that's incredible. And I know earlier you had mentioned some links in your Instagram and things like that, but what is the best way for people to get a hold of you? Is it that link that we should include in the show notes? Do you have an email you prefer people to use? What's the best?
Probably my Instagram handle, because it links to my website, my courses, all my freebies. So yeah, just put in my IG. It's the link in my bio, my link tree. And then you can message me, take a look at my courses, download all my freebies. I've got many courses I give you guys, so you can see that it really does work, but that'd be the best way to get a hold of me.
Yeah, that's great. And I highly encourage you to download some of those freebies. I download a lot of people's free stuff, a little market research to be transparent as well, to see what I could be putting out there that's better. And it's very, very rare that I find something that's really, really well researched and executed. I mean, literally that 20-second pitch, every single word you could tell is placed strategically from how it starts to how it ends and how it brings everything together. So highly, highly recommend it. We will put a link to Amy's Instagram in the bio or in the show notes here. While you're there, if you haven't already, of course, download our free ebook, The Definitive Guide to Building Generational Wealth and Passive Cash Flow Through Multifamily Real Estate. And Amy, thank you so much for coming on, listeners. We hope you got some value out of this, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thank you.